The new logging would happen on Kuprinoff Island's Lindenberg Peninsula, an area with existing forest roads and a history of timber harvest stretching back to the 1930s. The draft environmental document outlines three action alternatives, with harvests ranging from 25 million up to 53 million board feet. The Forest Service's preferred alternative falls in the middle of that range, around 39 million board feet. Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole sees several highlights in the proposed sale.
One that's on an existing road system that was put in place just for projects just like this. It's looking at not only timber, but a few other types of projects that we've been combining in to stewardship-type projects. It's close to community, which is always a significant help. And there's a huge demand for the wood right at the moment for this project in particular.
Logging would be a mix of conventional road-based harvest and helicopter yarding for the cut trees. The work would require new permanent and temporary road construction. Depending on the amount of harvest, the agency estimates the sale could support between 116 to 247 logging and road building jobs. Cole says the wood would probably be offered in one large sale rather than a series of sales.
More than likely for this one, we will do probably a major project out of it and then provide some opportunity to hold some wood back for small sales if there's a demand for it. But in terms of stewardship, we have been authorized as of late to put projects up in a timber sale form to create a value and then retain the receipts that we've collected and put them into other work.
That other work could mean thinning out of the second growth on already logged hillsides in the area, along with repair of failing road culverts or other improvements to fish streams and even trail construction. That stewardship work is an important goal for the region's largest environmental organization, but Bob Claus, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's Forest Program Director, says the specifics about the work should be outlined in the timber sale environmental document.
We like the idea of combining a way to get revenue from the forest with the way to repair the damages of the past as far as salmon streams and thinning for wildlife habitat, for better opportunities for wildlife and for hunters and other uses of the forest. But that's not in this document. So it's hard to say that this is a progressive step forward towards the goals that we share with the Forest Service.
Claus says SEAC will be working with local residents to determine other concerns with the proposed sale during the 45-day comment period for the environmental document. Meanwhile, for timber industry members, the federal timber offering cannot come out fast enough. Wrangell resident George Woodbury is a board member of the Alaska Forest Association, a logging industry group.
The main issue is getting this from a draft to a record of decision and then into a timber sale as fast as it can. We desperately need a timber. And this has been in the works for a long time and going through all kinds of process and reviews, clear into the Washington office. And now that the draft is out, hopefully they can accelerate their normal procedure some way and get this thing out so there'll be a timber sale to bid on.
Woodbury says the more timber offered on the Tonka sale, the better. He also says a sawmill purchasing the wood will benefit from two options for moving the cut logs from Kuprinoff Island. The draft environmental document is online on the Forest Service's website for the Tongass, and the comment period ends December 12th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.